Gonna turn you inside out, then back around. I wanna flip the first you. Swing you to the left and right. And turn you inside out, then back around. Show me the first girl.
Listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Here with your host Tim Sweeney tonight. I gotta slow down. I'm going so quickly right now. I'm sorry, you guys.
No, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up.
We got 10 minutes we lost. We gotta make up that time.
Vision Quest here in the studio. Thank you guys for coming down and coming to New York. Yeah. Have you guys played as Vision Quest in New York?
No, yeah. Sunday? Sunday was the first time we did it?
This was our first one, yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you think that went? How's Vision Quest in New York's,
It always feels good when we can get together and do a show together. We hope to have a few more folks out for the festivities. But, it was good. It was good. We had a good time. I think the music was solid all night. A little bit too bright in the place as well, but it was good.
The music was solid. You're just saying you did a really good set, is what you're.
No. I'm not trying to say we did. No, let's not get into that either. Here nor there. It was cool. It was a good party. There were the nice people out. It was solid.
And then after this, you guys are going to Miami to do what's happening there. Are you guys going to do a big party or?
We're all playing the Circo Loco party on Thursday, which should be interesting. And then we have our own party at the Shelbourne on Friday.
And is it just you guys taking over, or
all
what's...
It's just us and people that are on our label. So it's our
Except
first.
For Guy.
Well, of course, Guy, but but it's our first like label showcase where we've got almost everybody that's involved in the first few records.
So who is that exactly?
We have ourselves, of course, Vision Quest, Seth Troxler, Ryan Cross, and Lee Curtis, Sean Reeves. We're going to be DJing. We also have the people that are putting out our second record, which is Footprints from Montreal. They're going to be doing a live set, which is going to be really interesting because they sing, play some guitars, they have a lot of equipment, and it's a little more pop oriented, so I think it might fit perfectly with the pool. And
nice.
Then of course we have our the guys that just put out the first record, where the Freaks Have No Name, Benoit and Sergio, that did really, really well.
Yeah,
we're really happy with the way things are going.
Great.
And those guys have an amazing live set that they've been working on for quite some time, and we're going to unleash it on America. Yeah. For the first time.
And then,
is that the first time?
Yeah.
That's
no, I don't know.
The first real time that.
No, they did. They did DC. They did DC with Bruno.
Their hometown.
So
okay.
But then we also have our Italian bad boys, the Tale of Us guys, Carmen Matteo Maleri. They're gonna DJ as well.
Wait, have they released on?
They're gonna be 03.
Number three.
So we're gonna have the artists from Vision Quest 01, 02, and 03. All being with us and with Guy Gerber as well, who's a friend of all of us. So
and when is number three coming out?
Number three will be out. May? It should be no. It'll be April. What's today? The
March 22nd.
March 22nd. So it should be out. If I had to guess, April 15th ish, in there. You know,
so
whatever.
How many more do you guys have scheduled on the label right
Maybe
now?
Do three more records and we're going to quit.
Yeah, more or less.
And then you just take all the money and run.
No,
that's what's
no money.
Yeah.
Buy big fat mansions in Nowhereville.
Yeah.
But no, we have, we've got a bunch of things in that we want to release. We're figuring out the order, like with the Footprints guys. And with Tale of Us, we have probably the Footprints guys. We have a whole nother. We have an album that we would like to release in October, November. The Tale of Us guys, they have, you know, a stockpile of music that we have to go through as well. We're waiting on some new stuff with Benoit and Sergio, but I think they have some other obligations before they can give us a little bit more.
What are you saying, DFA?
No. I'm just saying, you know, they're busy. You know, they're busy, and so they'll get stuff to us.
Okay.
When they get stuff, you know, it's fine.
You know, if you want to know their plans, you're going to have them in. Yeah.
Which you should anyway.
You absolutely should.
We're on it. We're already on
very
it. So don't worry.
Because Benoit's from, I mean, they met in D.C. Benoit's from France. And, you know, Serge, he's over from Iowa. But you know, D.C.'s not far. So could be a possible. Anyway.
And then what about with Vision Quest, your own music? What's happening there?
What's happening?
We've got we've got a remix coming out on Cocoon of Dinky Acid in My Fridge, which was a classic for us. And then we're working on a DJ Hell remix right now.
We just put out the remix of Benoit and Sergio Boy
on
Trouble
DFA.
On
yeah,
DFA.
Yeah. Yeah, yep.
So we got that one. And then eventually it's going to be some original material.
No,
are you going to for your label?
Yeah. We're going to start. I think we're going to start. It's tough because you know we're in different places a lot. And Seth was living with Sean and I, and he just he moved to London with his fiance. So it's going to be sort of once we can find some more time. Detroit's always a good time for us to get together and like you know work on tracks. But you know that would.
But you guys are all in Berlin.
Find the time. No. Sean and I are living there. Leah's in and out of Berlin, and he's back and forth Berlin and Detroit. And Seth is now London, London and Berlin, back and forth when he has time. So once we can all get together, normally if like two or three of us can start something, when the rest of the guys get together, that's when we can really polish it up and you know everyone can contribute and really really get the sound that we're all going through going for. For that particular project.
Yeah, and starting the label has taken a lot of energy and focus from all of us, and which is a great thing because we couldn't be happier with the way things are going. But you know, it's quite hard to do everything all at once while you're also touring. So,
Well, there are four of you now.
Yeah, but
so
that's one thing we you know we're actually lucky about that because there is four of us. I mean, I can't imagine being. You know, one person starting out and like and just grinding it and just bam 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 doing the touring and the label itself is it's got to be a lot. It's, you know.
Yeah. So. Well, you guys, we'll get back to the music. I mean, you know, I've already taken up enough time of.
No, this is great, but yeah, let's get to some music. Sean on the ones and twos on the wheels of steel.
He's bad news.
Sean,
you should just say like. Just say hello here on the microphone, you know? Just do that.
Hi.
He really didn't want to speak tonight.
Yes, he is.
All right. Vision Quest here on Beats and Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.
rest with ease. Ease the rest, just enough time to sleep. Yeah.
Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you. I'm gonna go get some.
You're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM with Vision Quest. Thank you guys
Thanks so much for coming down here.
And it's on, it's on.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought you were smart, just turned me off.
So we just have a couple minutes left, but what's happening for Movement Festival in Detroit this year?
A whole lot this year. We're booked to play as Vision Quest for the actual festival. I think on Saturday or Sunday night, one of those at the main Detroit stage. But we're gonna do. I think we're gonna do close to 3 hours.
Am I right?
3 hours? Yeah. And Sean and Seth will DJ for a bit. Lee and I will play live together for a bit. And then
and dance.
We've got a little choreography that we've been working on.
Nice. Maybe we can get a little video of that tonight.
Yeah.
Well, we don't want to let the shit out of the bag too early. It's not quite
These people
ready yet.
Pay good money to see what's going to happen.
Not quite ready yet. And then we're going to play a Circo Loco party on Saturday night into Sunday morning. We'll most likely start Sunday morning, all four of us together, and then we have the Monday party that we do every year. This will be our sixth year doing Need I Say More, and we have somewhat of a similar lineup to what's happening in Miami for the Shelbourne party, which we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
But then we're going to have a few surprises on the way as well, as we always do, so...
So, wait, when is that weekend again?
It's Memorial Day weekend. It'll be the last weekend of May, yeah?
Last weekend of May?
Is that when it always is?
I don't remember. I have to look it up on the computer.
Reeves is nodding yes, so I'm going to go with that, yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
So is that, like, for you guys with... Well, you're living still in Detroit part of the time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this... Movement Festival is your guys' big kind of Detroit homecoming kind of thing.
It's my favorite time of the year.
Yeah, it's great. Shout out to like Chuck and Jason and all the guys at PAXAHO. You know, we appreciate how they've supported us and you know what they have going on, and they've really done a great job over the past few years with sort of bringing it back to a quality festival in addition to you know the quality after parties and you know a full weekend. They've done a good job. I'm really happy for them.
It's a kind of a polar opposite to Miami for me, and it's like Miami's all about the glitz and the glam, and Detroit's about like kind of like the heart and soul. So, and it's always like there's gonna be a lot of great music, we've seen the part of the lineup this year. It's
It's been posted maybe two parts on RA and at two different times or whatever. But yeah, it's looking good
musically. It's gonna be great,
usual. So, so it's good.
Well, you guys, thank you again so
much. Thanks again for having us.
It was really great to have you.
Appreciate it.
And next up, now we have a set from Simian Mobile Disco. So, who said...
Yeah, hello to you guys.
They said big, you know, how they're big fans of yours. But awesome. So yeah, we're going to get started with that. And we're going till 1 a.m. Again, thank you to Vision Quest. Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.
Thank you.